Jim Jordan, Cuban protesters seem to love the American flag more than some of our Olympic athletes. By Amy Furr on July 12, 2021. Protesters in Cuba and Hong Kong appear to have a greater affection for the American flag than some of the nation's Olympic athletes. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, said Monday. His post appeared to reference the thousands of Cubans who hit the streets on Sunday calling for an end to the 62-year-old communist regime while chanting, wearing American flags, and, in many cases, facing police repression. According to Breitbart News, the American flag, popularized as a protest symbol in Cuba by dissident Daniel Llorente, made multiple appearances among Cubans on Sunday. Video authenticated by the Miami broadcaster America TV showed a group of Cubans carrying an American flag through the streets of Havana on Sunday while chanting, "Freedom." Videos taken by Cubans on social media and distributed through other Latin American news organizations also show the presence of the U.S. flag. Clips also showed the massive crowds marching in the streets. The American flag became a symbol of resistance against China amid protests in Hong Kong, Breitbart News reported in 2019. Meanwhile, as excitement grows regarding the upcoming 2021 Summer Games in Tokyo, some are expecting participants to engage in protesting after the International Olympic Committee, IOC, relaxed restrictions on protesting and political expression. The move comes as several athletes from an array of sports demonstrated their disdain for America, most recently U.S. Olympic hammer thrower Gwyn Berry, who turned away from the American flag during the playing of the national anthem after qualifying for the Tokyo Olympics during trials in Oregon, Breitbart News reported. In a social media post on Sunday afternoon, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, shared a clip of marchers in Cuba. Florida supports the people of Cuba as they take to the streets against the tyrannical regime in Havana, he wrote. The Cuban dictatorship has repressed the people of Cuba for decades and is now trying to silence those who have the courage to speak out against its disastrous policies, DeSantis concluded.